I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World, and the streets of the world are becoming quieter by the hour. Milan, Tehran, Paris, New York, London, now Delhi. Today, the Indian government called for a broad shutdown of the whole country, nationwide, affecting 1.3 billion people. Here in the U.S., schools are closing, businesses are going dark as the country tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but Americans are getting mixed messages. Here's President Trump earlier today on Fox News.
Our country is not supposed to be, you know, it's not built to shut down. Our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space. It's not for our country. We're not built that way.
According to the World Health Organization, 85% of new COVID-19 cases are being reported in Europe and the U.S. A leading health official with the WHO said that the outbreak is accelerating very rapidly. Tariq Yasharevich is a spokesperson with the WHO.
What we are seeing over the past couple of weeks is exactly the acceleration of infections around the world. We know that the epicenter of this outbreak is in Europe right now, so the epicenter shifted from Asia to Europe, and many European countries are dealing really with a big number of newly infected people, and health systems are struggling to cope in some countries, such as Italy or Spain. At the same time, Asian countries have seen, through very strong public health measures, the reduction in numbers of new cases. So examples from China tell us that that it's possible to control it.
So President Trump has expressed an enormous frustration with the measures taken so far to contain coronavirus in the U.S. From what you've seen in other parts of the world, how important are the next 2 to 3 weeks to getting the containment protocol right?
Well, I think what we have seen in other places is exactly that. If you try to go after the virus, you may then be able to isolate only sick people and not try really to quarantine all areas. For example, South Korea was doing was extensive testing and contact tracing. So our message is really same for everyone. It's basically test people, isolate and trace. And that's the best way. Obviously, we may need to go into physical distancing, trying to slow down the progression of the virus to give time to health systems to cope with numbers. What we were worried from the day one was arrival of a virus to weaker health systems. And we have been trying to help countries with weaker health systems to get equipped and get trained. Hopefully, countries in sub-Saharan Africa will be able to face this danger in a more prepared way now.
So China is planning to lift travel restrictions in Wuhan. Those are pretty strict travel restrictions, as well as the surrounding Hubei province, where the coronavirus was first identified. Is the WHO concerned about that?
Well, we believe that every country in the world is trying to do the best for their citizens. And there is no blanket recommendation for everyone. It's not the same thing if your country has just a few identified people with COVID-19 or if you have thousands of people already in the health facilities. And countries really have to assess their situation and try to find appropriate measures. WHO is providing really general guidelines. We believe, and what we have seen in China is that they have really taken drastic measures. People have been in their homes for months, and at the end, they managed to bring the numbers of new infections almost to zero. So we believe that countries should share experiences. Not situation is not the same everywhere, but we should really try to learn from one another. This is really time for solidarity.
As of today, what is the biggest concern at the WHO regarding this pandemic?
It is still what will happen when the virus arrives to areas with the weak health systems. For example, if you look at Africa, there are countries who already experience a number of outbreaks of different diseases, of measles, of cholera, where there is a big prevalence of HIV/AIDS, where there is a malnourishment among population, how these systems and these population will face this outbreak. So we have been trying from the beginning to work with them to see where are the gaps and how we can fulfill. We have, for example, distributed personal protective equipment to 68 countries. We have distributed laboratory testing kits to 120 countries around the world. We continue to do some trainings. But again, it's unfortunately the level of development of health system is very unequal in this world. And obviously, we are worried for those who have weaker health systems.
Tariq Yasharevich is a spokesperson with the WHO. Thank you very much.
Thank you.